Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Somebody just sent a text and said there was a police officer standing outside their kids' elementary school today in Rolling Meadows when they dropped their kids off. Joliet police sent out a tweet yesterday saying they were closely monitoring the national events regarding the tragic and unnecessary school violence, and they promised an increase of police presence at all Joliet schools within the jurisdiction for the remainder of the year. So if you go to pick up your kids or your grandkids after school today, don't be surprised if you see a police presence that hopefully will offer you some comfort. And then another text came in and said, Lisa, I feel numb and powerless, knowing this will happen again and nothing ever changes. Guns mean more to this country than anything or anyone. Okay, now let's change the tone of the show because we have somebody that has a big life change in their future. In fact, if you heard my conversation with Tom Skilling, you might have heard this.
You know, think of what Dan came to us from Champaign. He was hired by Paul Davis, our news director, years ago. And I'll tell you, this guy, I've worked with a lot of sports guys and really marvelous sports guys, but Dan is one of a kind. He is amazing. On top of that, just a nice individual. Think of what he's witnessed. He's witnessed the Bulls legacy. He's witnessed the mid-80s Chicago Bears. I mean, he's really seen sports history in this town. He's looked at the White Sox and the Cubs and their, you know, playoff dreams being realized in some of these years. It's really been a fascinating time to do what Dan does, and he's done it marvelously. I'll tell you something. A heck of a nice guy, Lisa. I can't imagine going to work without Dan being in our shop. It's going to be a different world after Thursday for us all.
Thursday, that's tomorrow. Dan Rohn will retire as WGN-TV's lead sports anchor after 33 years in that role. How are you today, Dan?
That's a good question, Lisa.
Nervous?
I'm not nervous, but, you know, it's really kind of been overwhelming, to be honest with you. After 38 years and hearing all these people say all this nice stuff about you, and, you know, I'm not really one to talk about myself that much, and I've had to do it way too much this week.
So, Dan, it's Steve Bertrand. Of all the nice stuff you've heard, what percent of it do you think is true?
I don't know. Maybe 25%, Steve?
I think it's more than that. I want a tie. I want one of your ties.
You know, I'm looking at them. They're hanging out a big hanger right across from my desk here. They've been pretty well picked over. Ben Bradley did some serious damage earlier today.
Dan sent out a group email earlier that he was going to auction off all the ties he's got in the office.
No, I'm giving them away.
I'm sorry. Well, that's why Bradley took them then.
Exactly. That's exactly right. The price was right for him.
What do you do with all those suits, those ties? Are you going to be that guy that puts on a Hawaiian shirt and never takes it off? Are you going to just grow a big burly beard like David Letterman? I mean, TV people have to be so meticulous. Are you ready to just let go and live easy?
Well, if you saw what I'm wearing at this very second, Lisa, you would probably not be asking me that question. I've got a pair of white shorts on and a gray golf shirt, and at 6 o'clock I'm going to put a dress shirt on and then put a coat over this and still have the shorts on, and I'll go out and do my job like I usually do every day.
Do you really have shorts on? Like on set?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
I've been busted a couple of times over the years, but not too much.
Hey, Dan, it's Kevin. Congratulations. For anybody that doesn't know, Dan is played golf at Illinois State. I had a chance to play around with Dan, and he's probably the best golfer in Chicago media. I know you've got plenty of golf plans in your future. Outside of all of the other sports stuff that you've kind of gone down memory lane with, do you have any great golf memories that involves any of our local athletes or coaches or anything like that? I know you love to live on the course.
Let me try to think of anything involving local athletes. I mean, I've been fortunate to, not so much locally, but I've had a chance to play in a tournament with Tiger Woods, and I played with Nicklaus. And if you saw, I don't know if you saw our show last night, they had a little interview with Jack at the end of the show, wishing me well, which was really above and beyond for what our guys here, or my crew here in the office did. And I got a chance to play with Arnold Palmer one time. The best media golfer is not me. It's Hawk Harrelson. Although he's got a wrist issue and hasn't been able to play, I think he's getting better. I just talked to him a couple of days ago, and he's going to try and get out there and play again this year. But that guy was good. He played on the senior tour a little bit and actually played at a course out in Aurora and really stacked up well. I think he finished in the top 10 in the tournament. But he was really a good player.
Dan Roan is retiring tomorrow from WGN-TV after 38 years as the lead sports anchor. Will you please share that story about the very first assignment that you got, and it included John McEnroe, because this story just makes me laugh.
Well, yeah. Well, what do I know? You know, I'm standing on a catwalk in the east end of the UIC Pavilion, as it was known back then, and they're playing a professional tennis tournament in town. And it was an early round match, and it was at night, and I was up there, and we flipped the light on and started talking, and I was purposely trying to keep the volume down so I wouldn't disrupt anything. And as soon as the light went on, McEnroe looks up there, and you know, he looks at the referee and starts screaming. So they immediately shut the light down, and I was so flustered. It was the first time out. And I made a mess out of it. I was fairly certain I was going to be fired when I got back to the office. But we did that at the 1990 All-Star Game at Wrigley Field, too. We were on a rooftop across from left field and turned the light on, and the umpire had to call time, and they had to run somebody over there to tell us to turn the light off. So, you know, that's my legacy, disruption.
Disruption. What is your plan? So you're healthy, you're young, you're retired. What do you want to do?
Well, you're half right anyway. Pretty healthy. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to take a couple of weeks to decompress and then kind of see what happens. You know, we have three grandkids and two of them live just a few blocks from us. So we'll be spending a lot of time hanging out with them, which is always a great thing. And I don't know. We're going to get a chance to travel, and we've never really had that much time off in the summer before, so it'll be a lot different for everybody, but we're all looking forward to it, and I'm sure I'll find plenty of things to keep me busy as time goes by here.
Hey, Dan, talk for a minute about, I mean, I grew up in a small town, and I know you did too and came through WCIA, but talk a little bit about what it means to be in small town Illinois, small town Midwest, look to Chicago, and then arrive here.
Well, I was fortunate to work in Champaign. I mean, I was looking for a job. I wasn't really looking for a career as I came out of college, and they gave me a job as the Decatur, Illinois correspondent. So they gave me two film cameras and said, cover Decatur for us and drive back and forth with the film. Which was about a 45-minute trip or so. So I did that for a few months. And then this is like Forrest Gump almost. The weekend sportscaster quit, and I told them I wanted to do sports at some point. So they let me do the weekends. And then the number one guy in Champaign was in law school also, and he got his degree and left and went to Bloomington and became an attorney. And there were a lot of applicants for that job, but I was close by and working cheap, so they wound up hiring me for that, and then I was there for 7 years. And it's one of those places where you get a chance to do everything. One day, I got a phone call at 9 o'clock at night, and we had a little high school in town, University High School, that had lost 103 basketball games in a row. And somebody called me and said, hey, they're ahead after three quarters. You might want to get over here. So I look around. There are no camera people, and I barely know how to turn one of these video cameras on. But I grabbed it and went over there and shot to the end of the game, and sure enough, they won the game. And I got an interview with the kid that hit the game-winning shot. And the next day, all that video was on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. And I had actually shot it. I couldn't have been more proud of myself. But that's the great thing about those smaller stations. I mean, you get a chance to do everything. Yeah. And I learned a lot about how to do television and what other people's responsibilities are and how to respect that. So it was a great proving ground for me. And, you know, Chicago's been spectacular from day one, really, except for the McEnroe thing.
Well, you have the respect of everybody in this industry. We applaud you. Everybody, round of applause for Dan Rome, please. Turn your mics on. We'll be watching for your final sportscast tomorrow night. And thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. We hope you have a beautiful retirement.
Thank you guys very much.
Robert Sherman, our News Nation correspondent, is in Uvalde, Texas. He will join us next. First, a check on traffic and weather with Mary Vandeveld.